91X News.
It's 4 degrees and raining. I'm Renee Rogers. Tiendanega First Nation Chief Donald Miracle will be one of the Native leaders at a meeting with Prime Minister Stephen Harper scheduled for tomorrow. Miracle is in Ottawa today, meeting with his First Nation counterparts and preparing for the meeting. Hundreds of chiefs are registered to participate, either in person or remotely. The meeting is aimed at resetting the relationship between First Nations and the federal government. This gathering is Harper's first meeting with collective First Nation leadership. There is word that Harper may leave the talks early in order to prepare to leave Wednesday for the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Two men will stand trial for second-degree murder starting today in Belleville. The men face murder charges in the beating death of a Mississauga man at Trudeau Park near Tweed in May of 2010. Opening arguments in the trial begin at midday today. An expired license validation tag led to a string of charges for a 26-year-old Belleville man. Police stopped the vehicle with an expired sticker on Station Street around noon yesterday. Further investigation led to the man being charged with driving while disqualified, operating a vehicle without an ignition interlock device, and possession of a controlled substance. In addition, he was also charged with driving while suspended, operating a vehicle without insurance, and unauthorized use of license plate under the Highway Traffic Act. The driver was released with a February court date. A 24-year-old male passenger, also a resident of Belleville, has been charged with breach of recognizance, possession of a controlled substance, and possession for the purpose of trafficking under the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. His bail hearing is today. Belleville police stopped a vehicle on Catherine Street shortly before 5 this morning. An 18-year-old male resident of Maynooth has been charged with impaired operation of a motor vehicle and driving in excess of 80 milligrams. He was released from custody with a February court date. Another driver was stopped on Elizabeth Street in Brighton around 4 this morning. Police arrested 30-year-old Kyle Warren of Brighton. He has been charged with impaired driving and driving with a blood alcohol level over the legal limit. Warren's car was automatically impounded for 7 days, and his driver's license was automatically suspended for 90 days. He is scheduled to appear in court next month. Quinte West OPP were called to a Weeks Avenue residence for a report of a break and enter last night. The homeowner told police they saw two people leaving through the back door of a detached garage. Police showed up at the home and checked the area, but were unable to find the suspects. The OPP would like to remind homeowners to keep garages and sheds locked and well lit at night. Christmas break meant many changes for the Loyalist College Fitness Center. QNET News reporter Taylor Rankema has the story.
The school spent about $100,000 on renovations, purchasing new equipment, lights, and televisions. Athletic director Jim Buck says students are reacting well to the changes.
It's been incredibly busy. Now, I think part of it is, you know, New Year's resolution, so we're always, business always picks up this time of year.
Front desk attendant Cody Harton says people are trying to use the facility to avoid spending money at places like Good Life Fitness. Taylor Rankema, 91X News, Belleville.
The Helmets for Kids Coalition has organized a free public skate at the Wally Dever Arena on Friday, February 3rd from 1 to 2:30 p.m. A limited helmet lending program will be available for kids that do not have a suitable helmet. The final submissions in the Shafia trial will begin tomorrow. Mohammed Shafia, his wife Tuba Yaya, and their son each pleaded non-guilty to 4 counts of first-degree murder. They're accused of killing 3 teenage Shafia sisters and Shafia's first wife in a polygamous marriage. The bodies were found in June 2009 in a car at the bottom of a canal in Kingston. All eyes will be on Research in Motion's stock today. The Waterloo-based BlackBerry maker announced late yesterday that Chief Operating Officer Thorsten Hines will take over the reins for longtime CEOs Jim Balsillie and Mike Lazaridis. RIM saw its stock market value fall from about $50 billion at the beginning of 2011 to about $77.6 billion by year's end. The company has seen its fortunes plunge as it lost market share to competitors, saw disappointing sales of its Playbook tablet, and suffered through a global 4-day service outage. U.S. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords heads to Tucson, Arizona today to finish the meet and greet political event that was marred by a deadly shooting spree a year ago. The Associated Press's Carrie Shoemaker has the story.
Congresswoman Giffords will meet with some of the people who were at the January 8, 2011 event in the Safeway parking lot, in which a gunman killed six people and wounded 13 others, including Giffords. Those attending the private event will include some of the wounded, others who helped them, and people who subdued the attacker. Giffords' staff says the Congress on Your Corner event will be her final act as a congresswoman in her district. I'm Carrie Shoemaker.
Giffords will step down from Congress this week. Divers are again searching a wrecked cruise liner off the coast of Italy, looking for 19 people still unaccounted for. Reporter Lama Hassan on Giglio Island says a body recovered yesterday puts the death toll at 13.
They found another woman on the seventh deck of the Costa Concordia, and she was still wearing her life jacket. However, she has not been identified yet. DNA tests have to be carried out to determine who she was. And we do know that a special forensic police unit, is on the ground here on the island to help identify the victims.
Officials are also debating whether to start pumping fuel from the ship to avoid an environmental catastrophe. That's 91X News to 1205. Jose DeBarros has sports next.
OMG.
Why?
Check out the back of my debit card. I have the exchange logo.
What logo?
The exchange logo. That means no more ATM fees. I'm in the money.
I want to be in the money.
Well, check the back, Jack.
Check the back of your debit card for the exchange logo. The exchange is your ticket to no-fee withdrawals, deposits, PIN changes, and more at over 2,300 ATMs across Canada. Get the ATM locator app at keepyourchange.ca.
Get the exchange at Quintessential Credit Union, Belleville and Trenton. My credit union, my community, my future.
Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X Sports. Things are going from worst to awful for the Belleville Bulls. This weekend, the Bulls lost two more games, with Belleville losing 5-4 to the Kitchener Rangers at the Yardman Arena on Saturday. Last night, the Bulls lost another close one on the road, as the Kingston Frontenacs won 3-2 with all the goals scored in the first period. The Bulls continue their descent in the standings. They are now fourth in the East Division and are out of the playoff picture for now, as they are in ninth place, 1 point behind the Oshawa Generals. The Bulls next play the Niagara Ice Dogs on Thursday night. It'll be another clash of two of the top teams in the East Division tonight in Junior A. The first place Trenton Golden Hawks take on the third place Cobourg Cougars at the Cobourg Community Center tonight at 7 o'clock. Trenton is 4 points ahead of Cobourg in the East Division, but the Cougars have two games in hand on the Golden Hawks. Both teams have clinched playoff berths already. Other games in Junior A include St. Michael's at Vaughan and Pickering at Mississauga. There are no games scheduled for tonight in Empire B hockey. The Picton Pirates continue to be the class of Division A, as they are in first place by 3 points over the second place Campbellford Rebels. There are six games lined up for hockey fans to enjoy tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs play the New York Islanders tonight in Long Island at 7 o'clock. It's the first of a home-and-home series between the two teams before the All-Star break, which starts Thursday. The Leafs have had a rough go of it in the last few weeks, losing four of their last five games heading into tonight. The Ottawa Senators are dancing down on the Sunset Strip tonight, playing the LA Kings at the Staples Center, which starts at 10:30 Eastern Time. Other games include Winnipeg traveling to play Carolina and Edmonton hosting the San Jose Sharks. Penn State students and others remember former football coach Joe Paterno with a candlelight vigil outside the university's administration building. Paterno died of lung cancer Sunday at age 85. Joe Paterno was a hero at Happy Valley and an icon in the state of Pennsylvania. Joe Paterno was a hero in the coaching profession, winning more games than any coach in major college football history during 48 seasons at Penn State with 409 wins. But Paterno's career and reputation came crashing down 2 months ago when a sexual abuse scandal within his program led to his dismissal. The 46th Super Bowl will have the New York Giants taking on the New England Patriots. The Giants advanced with a 20-17 overtime win over San Francisco last night, while the Patriots edged Baltimore 23-20 in the AFC title game. It's the second Super Bowl meeting in 4 years for the Giants and Patriots. New York upset New England in the 2007 championship, ending the Patriots' run at history as they were undefeated that season leading up to the Super Bowl defeat. The Super Bowl will be played on February the 5th at the Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports, Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
It looks like all that snow we got last week will melt by the end of this rainy afternoon. Today, rain with the balmy high of 7 degrees. That rain will continue into this evening with possible flurries beginning overnight and the low minus 1. Tomorrow, a chance of snow with a temperature steady at 0. And on Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a low minus 2 and a high of 0. At 12:08, it's 4 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose DeBarros. News is next at 1.